The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. Good evening and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. It is 6:16 on this beautiful, sunny evening of Wednesday, September 2nd. As always, remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. I have some state-level news for you today. With state legislative approval, the governor has extended 26 COVID-19-related proclamations through October 31st. These are proclamations related to COVID-19, and they are merely extensions. The orders relate to many statutes related to health, economy, state benefits, finances, licensing, protection orders, and other legal proceedings, and municipal business. Links to all proclamations are found in the news section of governor.wa.gov. The USDA has extended waivers that allow children through age 18 to receive breakfast and lunch at no cost through the end of December 2020. Public schools can continue using the processes that they developed last spring for distribution of nutritionally balanced meals at no cost to all students who need them. The change in this federal program changes what many districts, including Tacoma and Federal Way, had recently communicated to families about school-based meal service for this fall. In Tacoma, no pre-orders or student identification will be necessary in order to pick up a meal. And in Federal Way, once weekly distribution of microwavable and or ready-to-eat meals will occur at 65 locations across the district. Families are urged to keep an eye out for new communication from their local schools or to seek information from school nutrition services in your specific district. And the Washington Emergency Management Division notes that for visitors to Washington or those returning home from travel outside the state, no formal quarantine is currently required, but officials do recommend staying home as much as possible and limiting interactions with others for 14 days. Moving on to Pierce County news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reports that although COVID-19 case numbers have dropped recently, the 20 to 39 years age group has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Pierce County, accounting for 42.6% of cases in the last 2 weeks. And the health department urges all residents to skip any Labor Day parties and large gatherings and to instead stick with Phase 2 guidance that outlines being in contact with no more than 5 people from outside of one's household per week. Here in Tacoma, the Tacoma Art Museum has published vast educational resources for children to engage in at home. Topics include drawing, mindfulness, cartooning, art games, painting, outdoor art, and more. Links are available at tacomaartmuseum.org. In the learning section. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. Starting up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County testing locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Remaining mobile testing events in Pierce County this week include tomorrow, Thursday, September 3rd, at the Key Peninsula Civic Center and at Fort Steilacoom Park. And on Friday, September 4th, there will be mobile testing at Trinity Church Food Program at 1615 6th Avenue and at Pierce County AIDS Foundation, located at 3009 South 40th Street, both in Tacoma. For those mobile testing events, they run 9:30 to 3:30. No ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. And of course, patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. Remember that if you missed anything that we read on the Daily Briefing, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org in order to get caught up on any of the things that you may have missed. You can also email us, daily@ktqa.org, or call us at 253-330-8821. But for now, I'm pleased this evening to be speaking with Sean Duncan. Sean is a service professional in the Tacoma area and also participates in local open mics, digital music production, and community groups. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Becky?
I'm keeping busy for sure, but really enjoying a lot of this, finally getting the school year kicked off and moving. It's been kind of a hectic summer in that respect, and we're very excited for that, at least on the education front. Now, you are in a completely different arena, and, you know, we were talking a little bit prior to coming on mic that, you know, health fears and health impacts have really been looming large in our minds for like 6 months now with the pandemic, but I'm really excited to be talking with you today about some of the healthy choices that you have been able to make and maybe discuss those a little bit that might plant some seeds in other folks' minds.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, I just realized there's so much I don't have control over, lots of things that I'm normally able to do that contributes to my well-being that I can't do now. So I started looking at things I can do and things I do have control over.
I think it's a really good focus for thinking of, all right, what do I yeah. have control and agency over? And, you know, you and I have known each other from way before even KTQA was a twinkle in any of our brains. and we, for a while, had been Facebook friends, but that has, I was going to say ebbed and flowed, but really it's just ebbed for you because one of your big things was transitioning away from social media. Can you kind of explain that journey and decision?
Absolutely. Yeah. So about 11 months ago, I decided to take a 3-month break from Facebook. I had realized that I was checking it compulsively like 10, 20 times a day. And I didn't like the way it made me feel, but I felt like I still had to do it. And so I thought, I should at least take a break just to see what it's like. And I felt so good after 3 months that I never went back on.
You know, that has been a story that I've heard from many people that, you know what, I just went cold turkey and found out that it felt like it improved my life. But then in this really challenging time since March, when we haven't been able to get together in person so often, some people have really crept back onto those ways of connecting digitally. Have you felt that you've been missing any of that since the quarantines and stay-at-home orders and different phased reopenings have really come to the fore?
Yeah, it definitely became a, I wouldn't say a temptation, but it was something I was interested in. It had crossed my mind like, Facebook would be a good way to kind of pass the time. But then I just kept remembering how Facebook made me feel. And I thought, okay, what are the things I'm trying to get from Facebook? Is there another way to get that? So I started, you know, every couple weeks or so, or at least once a week, I would call somebody. I increased the other things I was doing, like exercising and meditating, which were things that helped me stop using Facebook. And I just sort of approached it from that way. And I found other things that give me what I miss from Facebook.
Well, one of those things that I feel like I would definitely miss is having those like social ties. I may not call personally every single person that I see through my social media feed, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, or, you know, even folks within a Reddit, you know, subreddit that are frequent posters somewhere. And I feel like if I just stopped, I would kind of miss them. I would miss their interactions. What are some of the ways that you have been able to keep those social connections? Because you talked about, you know, exercise and meditation. Those seem a little bit solitary. I know you.
Yeah.
You're kind of social, right?
I am. I am very social. I had a group of friends that did Dungeons and Dragons over Zoom. And so I did that. And I found that if I showed up early to that on Zoom, there would be time to chat beforehand. And I found just ways of interacting with people. And one of the best parts is that everything was genuinely news. Back when I was on Facebook, it was a little bit awkward because I would know about all of these things about people that I had connections with that I wanted to keep alive, but we didn't really interact. But because of Facebook, I knew what was happening in their life. And so it was like, do I pretend that I don't know about these events? Do I just say, hey, I saw this on Facebook? Whereas now it's 100% news. And if someone shows me photos of their dog or sends it to me over email, it's like the first time I'm seeing it. And it's a much more high quality interaction than if I see it and click like or what have you. It's just a matter of being creative. And it is true that a lot of those connections that weren't really very strong, I don't know what's going on in their life right now. But if I ever do run into them again, I know we'll be able to catch up and I can reach out or they can reach out to me.
So you said that you had a group that was utilizing another platform to have some of those gaming sessions. Those are games that usually happen typically in like a living room around a table or a kitchen table or something like that. How has it been working transitioning to a digital platform to keep those social connections?
Well, it's definitely not ideal. And it's not, it's definitely not the same. So you get past, I think, like 4 or 5 people, I can't really do a Zoom meeting, I've found. But it was just something that helped us get by. I noticed that in the phase 2 requirements that you could pick a group of 5 people outside of your household to meet with. So I said, okay, my Dungeons & Dragons group, you're going to be my group. Do you want to meet in person? And we do. We meet in person sometimes now. It's only like twice a month instead of every week. It's interesting because I feel like I'm seeing people less often, but when I do see them, it's very high quality. And I do have the benefit of I play Halo on Xbox Live, and I have a group of people that I play Halo with almost every week. And so that definitely helps. It feels like I'm not missing a whole lot there because it was something that was already built for virtual.
Gotcha. Do you have any advice for folks that may be feeling those senses of disconnection? I mean, what kind of exercises are you doing? What kind of recommendations do you have that maybe for something that was new to you that you picked up and tried as a new way to occupy your time?
Yeah, absolutely. Early on in the pandemic, I heard about this free course that Yale is offering called The Science of Well-Being. So I took that and that course, and it gave me something to do because for a while I had to stay at home most of the time. There weren't a lot of hours at work. And in that course, you'll end up picking up on new habits. Like something that was brand new to me was the concept of savoring. I did it thoughtfully for a while and it became second nature. So what that is making sure I take time each day to appreciate the moment, whatever that is, whether that's food, whether that's a conversation with someone, whether that's listening to music, making sure I'm really paying attention to how good it is, because then I can maximize the happiness that it's bringing me. So that was something brand new I got from the course. As far as exercising, what I did is I just thought about my routine at the gym. What I always did is I went to that, there's like this circuit of 10 machines in a circle. And I liked it because I didn't have to think very hard about what to do. So what I did is I just came up with an exercise that kind of replaced each of those machines. And I got a dumbbell. And basically I do pretty much the same exercise 3 times a week. And as far as meditating goes, there's a lot of apps with courses that are nice to use.
Sean, you're also no stranger to becoming really involved in community wellness, right? Whether that's advocating for people that are experiencing struggles or oppression, or showing up and learning at, you know, lots of different things. And this can be a really trying time emotionally and mentally for a lot of us who, you know, have those concerns. Have you been able to stay up on some of the social activism and support for community wellness as well?
Yeah. It's tough. Like, I really wanted to go to a protest, but in my professional capacity, I'm working very, very close with people and I need to make sure that they're safe. And I wouldn't say there's no risk, but I feel like there's almost no risk for COVID-19 if I catch it. But the problem is I could catch it and there might be no symptoms. And so because of that, it's really limited that, unfortunately.
That totally makes sense. And it's a way that we can still maintain those connections, but also our respect for general community wellness to make sure that we're limiting any more of the impact that this has on other people. So I totally respect and understand that. Sean, you've been a Tacoma resident or Tacoma area resident for a while. What do you appreciate most about Tacoma?
I just really love the people in Tacoma. And I love how there's all sorts of different things to do. We've got all sorts of different cultures in Tacoma to appreciate. It's just really nice. Like, I feel like everything that I want is in Tacoma. So I'm really glad I get to live in the area.
Now, you're no stranger to, as I said in your introduction, frequenting some open mics and whatnot. And man, with the limitations right now on live performance, it seems like for those of us that are embedded in that kind of creativity, it's either full on out or stagnation. Are you the type of performer that needs an audience, or have you been able to delve into a little bit more of that, you know, headlong as sort of a solo operation?
Well, for me, part of coping with all of this, because I also can't go social dancing either, which was something that I used to do a lot and look forward to doing again someday. I did work on music for a while, but part of what I'm doing is part of what the course on the science of well-being is. I'm paying attention to how things are making me feel. And so I ended up realizing I worked on music for a while and then kind of got burnt out a little bit. And so I decided rather than power through, I would go ahead and take a break. I think for me, the community aspect is really important. And I know that I'll be able to pick it up again. It's really important, I guess, for me to be in the same room with other people for it to really work out, because otherwise I'm kind of missing that. I don't have a strong enough desire, I guess, to do a virtual performance myself.
I think that there's a lot of those things that so many of us are exploring, since so much of this is new and presenting new opportunities. Sean, I really thank you for our conversation and opening up in a really honest way about some of the ways that we can exert that agency and control in our lives at a time when it's very easy to give in to those feelings of being very unmoored. Is there anything that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners?
Yeah, if you're interested in learning more about all the good things actually that Facebook did for me and all of the things I've done to replace those different aspects, because with Facebook you've got like one program and I've got like five programs that do one thing that's kind of replacing it, I put up a blog post today. You can find it at SeanDanielDuncan.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining me today.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you so much.
Sean Duncan is a service professional in the Tacoma area and also participates in open mics, digital music production, social dancing, and many different community groups. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number, where you can text or call us, is 253-330-8821. Thank you for joining me, Becky, on KTQA Daily Briefing. Talk to you on Friday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.